I feel like a large part of the picture here that gets overlooked by people who just take that, you know, I don't like massacres line is not looking at the power relationship here. So could you talk a little bit on the economic relationship? Well, I guess relationship may be the wrong word, but the role that economic exploitation on Israel's part plays on plays with the relationship with Gaza, because there is, you know, a lot, Israel benefits a lot from Palestinians, both on guest worker permits and undocumented Palestinian labor, yeah, where they can pay them even less.
If we're talking about in general how Israel exploits Palestinians, something that always would infuriate me was a lot of the Palestinians who work like among Israelis or like in Israeli companies and these things, they have to pay the fees to be in the union, but they don't get the same protection from the union. I could look that up too. So it's like they have, like, you have to pay these union fees, and then the union doesn't even defend you the way it defends Jewish Israelis. So that's part of it. I know you were asking in general about, like, if Israel, like, needs Palestinians in order to, like, prop this up. I think there is, the weird thing also, it's not even just like the exploitation of the workers. It's that the more you sort of look at the reality here, I think they need like a population to buy their goods, their produce, and how they push it in the West Bank. And it's like frustrating when you go to these like different grocery stores and they have all these Israeli products, and they'll work to make sure that they're cheaper than, say, like the Palestinian products or the Arab products. So you have these people who are like, okay, well, I can't afford to not get these products, and then it just helps boost their economy. And that's definitely true in Gaza too, and in like, it's not just in the West Bank. In Gaza, I don't know if you saw recently, I forgot which Israeli government official said this, I probably like that fucking idea of Twitter account, but it was like, oh look, we opened the humanitarian crossing and these are the goods we're letting in. And it's like they shove their own goods, like, first they'll put people under the, like, they'll injure all these people, they'll kill all these people, they put all these people through all this, like, economic strain, through these daily hardships, and then they will open the crossing every time they're in the mood to, and they'll shove basically their own products in, and they'll make Gazans buy. It's really, like, dystopian. They will sell them these things, and it also ends up just being profitable for them in the end. So I think in a certain sense, they are more than happy to have this population to exploit, as long as they can continue this idea that people aren't even asking when the hell the occupation is supposed to end. Like, the occupation, like, the concept of an occupation is supposed to have, like, an expiry date, but they're not even doing anything to make that happen, because the status quo is good for them. The status quo it works, like, this is what their economy is. Their economy is mostly fucking, like, arms and then selling their goods, like, in big part to Palestinians, and so they don't need the occupation to end. It's like everything, so that's also undermines, like, when you talk about like a peace process or proposals or anything, I'm like, the ball is in their court in this way. It's like they have everything is working in their favor, like they have no incentive to really change the way they're acting.